Hey, this is John with the Business of Bodybuilding show today, and I'm tickled to have with us Joe Piscula on the line. He's the promoter of the upcoming March 24th IFBB World Clash Bikini Championships and NPC Border Clash Championships in Aiken, South Carolina, which I think for that show has got a huge prize purse for bikini. It's over $17,000, and he's also one of our new zone chairs for a district in Florida, and has a ton of other responsibilities relative to being a NPC national judge, an IFBB judge. I know he's on the schedule for some upcoming shows like Sharu, the Amateur Olympia, run by David Otero in Colombia. So just a lot to talk to Joe about. Thank you for being with us, Joe.
Thanks for having me, John. It's good to talk to you. How you been?
Oh, good, good. I'm just lost in all this stuff you're doing. I'm trying to kind of make sure.
It keeps me busy and keeps me going. So I don't even think about it too much. But it's busy. It's fun, and I enjoy it. So I'm glad I could be a part of it. And let's kick it off, right? And I'm glad you brought up the Border Clash / World Clash. Mm-hmm. This year, you know, we've done the Border Clash now. This is the fourth year coming up. And each year it's been progressively better and better. It's an initial qualifier open nationwide. You know, last year we had athletes from, I think it was 22 out of the 48 contiguous United States. It's been a good show. And last year we had over 300 bodies.
Nice.
We were well in the four something with crossovers. We bring Sandy Williamson in to head judge it. So this year what we decided to do was to do a little more give back to the athletes. I always try to make sure we take care of the athletes in the NPC. And, you know, we do the paid entries. We do lots of awards and different things of that nature. So with the pro show, I sat down with Jim Mannion, and I said, you know, Jim, I'd like to add a pro show. We talked and thought about a few things. And I said, well, Jim, I'm not the kind of guy who ever really likes to do things small. I said, you know, I know what Arnold pays on his prize purse, and I know what, you know, the Olympia prize purse is. Obviously, the Olympia is our crown jewel in the sport. So it was, you know, what can I do, Jim? And I said, my exact words were to him were, I don't think I'm allowed to offer more than the Arnold. And he looked at me and he said, do you want to offer more than the Arnold? And I said, well, I would like to. And it was a go. We just started putting ideas together, and I'm fortunate up in South Carolina to work with Trey Bennett, who's the state chairman there. So we've kind of put this together, and we're really excited because I won't give away too many secrets, just a bunch of little teasers. There's going to be quite a few high-profile athletes who do this show. Mm-hmm. We're 3 weeks after the Arnold, and also on top of that, right 1 week after the Arnold Australia. And the money, you know, the prize money is very, very interesting for a lot of bikini athletes. And it's really the largest prize money on a standalone pro bikini show in the IFBB Pro League. So, like I said, it's a lot to be excited about. I know we're going to have a lot of fun with it. And we'll try and make it a world-class event just like we did with the Border Clash, where we made it a destination event where, you know, our title sponsor for the show is Beauty Fit, and we all know Jimmy Mentis. He's down here in Florida, and Jimmy last year kept stopping me during the course of the show, and all he kept saying to me was, Aiken, South Carolina. Aiken, South Carolina. He had just this disbelief that we could get that many, because if you're familiar with Aiken, it's right on the border of South Carolina and Georgia, right by Augusta. So Augusta's the nearest major city over the border. But Aiken's kind of a quiet horse community. It actually is filled with horse farms. And it's got a historic little downtown area, but it's not a very big city. But what's amazing about it is the city actually rallies behind us as a bodybuilding community and sponsors the show.
Nice.
So they want us in the town. So it's an amazing situation for all of us. We have a unique venue, which is this giant, monstrous convocation center, which I love it because we can configure this thing so many different ways to maximize the show. So last year we tried a couple things. This year we're actually bringing all our sponsors and vendors down to the main floor. Instead of we have two giant other areas that they could have been in. But we're going to bring them all into one area and turn the venue and do a couple different things. So it's going to be a very unique show within itself. And I always tell all the athletes, I said, it's your one chance to almost feel like a rock star because you're on a stage that is in an arena. I mean, it's a place that acts like Clint Black and different, you know, artists have played. I said, it's a really unique feel to it. So I get real excited about it. It's a fun show. Obviously people can go check it out. You know, here's my pitch, www.npcborderclash.com or www.ifbbworldclash.com. And, like I said, it's a fun show. I'm excited this year. It's the addition of the pro bikini portion. And I think it's going to open some people's eyes this year and put a little bit of light on our IFBB bikini athletes, our pro league athletes. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to have quite a turnout. So I'll keep my fingers crossed and, we'll keep spreading the word and keep doing what we're doing. But that's where I'm at with that show right now.
Well, I find that all very interesting. Aiken obviously is strategically located. I believe that's why you've got it in that area, because you can get folks from Columbia, from Charleston, as well as draw from Georgia. So while Jimmy might be scratching his head a little, it was kind of by design. Y'all put some thought into that. It wasn't you just pulled out a map and pointed somewhere on the map to locate.
Here's my thought on that, John, and I say this to almost all promoters anymore. I say, if you really look at our shows, most people will they're traveling. Okay, mm-hmm. If they travel 2 hours, they travel 4 hours, they travel 6 hours, they're going to stay in a hotel, they're going to travel to a show. If there's a good show, you're going to get athletes who travel. Mm-hmm. So I always say, the destination anymore, if you have a good venue, that's almost the starting point for a good show. And that's really the city. Years ago, I can't remember the name of the show, and I talk about this with Trey Bennett all the time. There used to be a show up in Northern California. It was in the middle of nowhere. But they would get 500 competitors there. And it was a great venue, and the show was so good and it was such a good quality show that people came.
Right.
So I've never been one to work, I always look kind of sometimes outside the box, and I say, if I can have a show in, Aiken, South Carolina, for me, I think, all right, I think people will come to it as opposed to putting it in, say, Columbia. Mm-hmm. I don't think it makes that big of a difference for a lot of people. I think people travel, our athletes travel so much anymore. I don't know if it's, but strategically it is fairly central. It's not far from Atlanta. It's not far from Charlotte. It's not far from Northern Florida. So we get lots of athletes that come from, like I said, we get a lot that come out of California and Texas. That want to do, they might have family members or friends in that area or their coaches or, they bring them as a team. So we get a lot of, really high quality athletes that come through.
We had
a bunch of them in the past few years that have won the overall and then gone on that same year to their national show that we paid their entry for and they turned pro. Mm. So, and as a matter of fact, you were there for the one.
Yeah, the first year.
Would be coming up on 4 years ago. Yep. Mm-hmm. Which the girl who won figure there, Taryn Darlington.
Yeah.
She became a pro. Our next year's girl, Bree Marsh became a pro. The next year after that, Alicia Williams became a pro, all in figure, overall winners. So I'm not putting the pressure out there on our figure girls, but we've got big shoes to fill this year. So I get excited because it's always fun to see the level of competition that each year seems to be, it seems to be getting better and better at all shows. So I keep getting, I always tell people, I go, we're in a great time in our sport. We have all these different opportunities for every athlete of every type, and that's what's unique about what we do anymore. It's not just one box. We have something for everybody and every body type that you can pursue depending on what you want to create.
Yeah, remember.
So with that said, I get happy about this stuff. I get I get pumped up. So
well, Well, as I was thinking about Tara that first year as well, because she was living here in Jacksonville in North Florida, but as well, I was thinking of numerous teams that I know that were in Central Florida out of Orlando and some that are further south as well, that very first year they were heading to Aiken for the show, even though we've got, you know, 50 plus MPC shows in Florida. You know, they were starting out their season early up in Aiken, and you've built on that tradition. And, you know, it's kind of phenomenal if you think about all you've got going on here, working now as the zone chair, has a huge number of shows. I think you've probably got the most number of shows in the state. So, you know, kudos to what you're doing in South Carolina, and that increased prize money. That's going to be interesting to see the response to that. We oftentimes hear that the pro show may not necessarily put more people in the seats. Is it necessarily going to put more butts in seats, as Bob likes to say, in terms of butts in seats? So I commend you for actually coming up with this, putting, you know, having a prize purse that's, as you noted, at $17,500 for a bikini. That's a great purse for a bikini. What besides, what else went into your thought process as far as putting that prize purse together? Is it the prestige? Is it is there something more to your thought process in terms of benefiting the athletes that way?
Well, I don't want to say, I think the word I want to use is, I feel as promoters, as officials, as a former athlete, we should give back. Mm-hmm. And this is a situation where it just works very well mm-hmm. for us. And you know, part of it you look at and you go, okay, we have great sponsors, we have, you know, strong ticket sales, we have other things. So mm-hmm. all these factors put together, you know, to continue to grow this show and to continue to make it a destination show, which is what I've been trying to accomplish, mm-hmm. I felt that we have to give back enough that it makes a mark and kind of sets a standard that kind of starts to raise the bar a little bit.
Wow.
And, you know, I feel that we can do these things. You know, we have to make sure we take care. It's amazing when you look at the number of pro athletes and you can kind of look at it and go, a good number of these girls I've watched from, you know, state level, local level competitions go to the nationals. I've judged them at the nationals. I've seen them progress into becoming pros. And then I see a lot of them on their first time when I watch them on an IFBB Pro League stage for the first time. So it's fun to look at the progression and watch what they do and realize that they've given so much to the sport of themselves mm-hmm. that I feel, me personally, that I need to give back as much as I can to the sport. And I just thought this was a good way to do it. Mm-hmm. And once again, the only thing that really makes me happy that I can say is this is the one time in life I can beat Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's something. You know? And I know if you're out there listening, Arnold, you're going to smack me, but that's all right. But no, so it's in good fun. And like I said, I think it benefits the whole entire sport. Mm-hmm. And we give, you know, I would like to eventually be able to do things like this for other divisions as well. You know, right. I feel that we can give more strong support to every division, and it's just part of what we do as a whole as an organization. So I really don't think there was any thought behind it other than I want to give back, mm-hmm. and knowing that we could, you know, that we have a strong show that could support an IFBB pro show with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where our target went. And like I said, the good side, the benefit side, as a businessman, you look at it and you go, I think it'll help grow the NPC side. I think it'll help grow the media coverage in this area on the sport.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it has a lot of benefits to it. And I think there's a lot of positives that'll come from it.
Right.
Plus, someone's going to be really happy when they walk away with that giant check. So
yeah.
I just... Yeah. And when I say giant check, I really mean that. I had one of those Happy Gilmore checks made, and I think I just threw it out online this morning, a picture of it laying down with one of the medals.
Nice.
You know, so you know, I try to always have fun with this stuff, and I look at it and I go, we can do it, so let's green light it and let's make this happen.
Yeah.
So, like I said, John, I think it's going to be interesting event to kick off the, really, I mean, right after the Arnold, it's we'll go from the Arnold right to the Arnold in Australia and then this. And I mean, and I know Tim has his show in Hawaii, so there's quite a few, you know, good shows coming up.
Yeah,
Tim always does a wonderful job out on the islands, and I get jealous because he never asks me to go. I'm teasing because I know he's going to listen to this interview.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm actually, you know, you had mentioned busy schedule, and we go to Colombia here coming up for the Arnold or for the Olympia Amateur on the 17th weekend of the 17th of February, and then I come back and I go to Arnold. And then after the Arnold, the week after, I go to London.
Okay, good.
And then the week after that, I'm home, but then I turn right back around and I head to Aiken for weekly preparation for the show, for the Clash. And then from there, it just gets busier and busier, and it starts the year, and we have the Europa down here. We have, you know, and the season kicks off down here, and then we start blending everything. So, behind the scenes stuff that you want to know, probably a lot of people want to know, it's we lay these schedules out, and we try to, see where we have to be, and we know that, okay, there's so many shows in the state of Florida. We have to be at those. You have to be at, your own shows. I do have two shows in South Carolina that I promote. So I have two shows up there. So I got to lay these things out. And then we go through the IFBB Pro League schedule and we kind of overlap. Everything lays over and you say, all right, we have however many judges to choose from the judging pool. Who's available and who can go where, and then we start rolling through the process. So really what we try to do is we try not to pull away from the state of Florida for my new role that I'm undertaking this year. And also, too, we try not to take away from the IFBB Pro League. It's just we try to make sure we don't overlap, if at all possible. Mm-hmm. Now, there will always be situations where, for instance, the Junior USA every year, I work so closely with Trey on a lot of things there that I'm a key person there, so I have to be at that show, but there is a show in Florida, so we will have another one of the chairmen come and head judge the show. Yeah. But we try to always, make sure our schedules are fluid enough that we can go where we're needed to be. Yeah. And now, as the expansion of the IFBB, Pro League has happened.
Exactly.
And basically, I mean, the NPC around the world is what I call it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to be everywhere.
Right.
And it's a great thing because I firmly, know how good we are as a core unit and how good the organization is. And I feel this is the time is right to start expanding it this way. And it just kind of happened the way it did. So here we are. Looking down the barrel of the 2018 season.
Yeah, it's, people listen to that and they might not fully appreciate the complexity of what's involved, because I know even as the Zone 2 chairman, you have actually had some training session seminars with other judges in the district. You're focused on things as far as websites, making sure that we can do online entry, redevelopment of the Florida MPC website, and actually helping promoters promote their shows more extensively through the site. And at the same time, like you say, I think there's 14 shows in the lead up. I think your show's the 14th on the schedule, including the inclusion of the International Pro Qualifier. So it's phenomenal the amount of work that is going on between the Pro League, the MPC leadership, and you guys, you core group of guys, because and like you mentioned, your schedule and where you'll be doing London. Tim's got a show that weekend, and then you're back, and Tim's got three shows I think in the lead up to your show with Hawaii.
Yeah, and actually, I was going to say he actually has one on the same day down in I think it's Water Hill.
Yeah.
So Atlantic. Once again, I mean, there's so much going on and so many places to, to be that, it's interesting to watch the process unfold and realizing how many, I want to say that there's around 100 shows internationally this year in the IFBB Pro League, including the amateur Olympias and different things. So, I mean, I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know the exact number, but I know it's up there. And then you overlay that with how many shows we have here in the U.S., and then, of course, all our national shows, all our pro shows here in the U.S.
Right.
You know, so it's a lot. It is a lot. And we have a lot of great people who do these who travel and just go everywhere.
Right. And then the idea that you're having to staff shows, you're not leaving any stone unturned. I mean, you're staffing the local regional shows, and then you've got national shows at this, you know, interspersed in that, and then these international shows. And behind all of that is the development of the affiliate organizations, I suppose, like in Canada, and the new one with the promoter in Spain. So this is an ever developing sort of thing that you guys are it's kind of fluid and expanding exponentially all at once, and you guys are at the core of it. And it's not like your full time job.
Well, that's the fun part is, you know, it's you know, for most of us, you know, we have, you know, I'm actually pretty lucky. I worked in construction for many years, and I'm right now I was working as a consultant, so right now I don't want to say the word retired because I never want to use that word in my lexicon.
Right, right.
But right now I'm in a good spot in life where I kind of said, all right, I can kind of sit back a little bit and kind of change gears in my career and go, which is really, this is a passion for me, so it's something I can go and do and give the time to. And still, you know, life is good. So right. I'm not complaining in any way, shape, or form. I'm very, very blessed and very happy. And I'm happy to have landed here in Central Florida, too. I wanted to make sure I said this because I've worked with most of the judges and officials in this area over the course of the years. So especially the last 5 years, you know, the South is kind of, you know, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, we're all really tied together in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, you know, coming to this area, it was kind of nice because I had worked with him multiple times in different capacities. There were times I worked the door for Tim when he needed me to stand there and do security for people coming through the door.
Right.
You know, so I've done pretty much I've been all over the place and tried to help as much as I could at different shows. And you get to meet the judges. So it was kind of nice for me because I came into an area where I really wasn't meeting people cold.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was very easy for me to come in, and I knew most, I would say probably 75% of the judges who were here.
Yeah.
And as we've gone through things, it's been a nice, I want to say a nice transition, because most of the judges, you know, they just love doing what they do.
Right.
So we're going to have fun this year, and we're going to work together. We've worked together in the past, so it's kind of like, all right, you're moving from one table in South Carolina, where I love my South Carolina crew, and I always will. And then now we have a new crew to jump in with.
Right.
So it's going to be fun. And then, you know, once again, it's around the country. I mean, I'll go. Oh, I forgot to mention that on April 1st, the week after my show, I go to Sacramento to judge a show for Sandy and Ted. So, I mean, you know, I'm all over the place, John.
Are you doing any IFBB head judging yet?
Not yet. Okay. And when the call comes and when Jim says, I need you to do it, I'll do it.
Right.
You know, until that time, you know, I don't, I always tell people, I go, whatever Jim needs, I try to make sure that I can help, because this is a true passion for me, this sport. I'm fortunate. I didn't have a long competitive career. But I enjoyed when I did compete. But what really made me happy about this sport, and what really always stuck in my brain, was the work ethic and the mindset that you get from bodybuilding. And I know we had touched on this,
but
you and I were just shooting a casual breeze earlier. It's something about how you approach things in life change when you get involved with this sport. So as a young teenager, I started competing as a teen. At 16, I was fortunate to train with a guy who was a pro bodybuilder in the IFBB, a guy named Steve Davis, not the one from California that everybody knows, the short lightweight from Ohio. And that kind of changed my life for me. So I've always wanted to be able to give back to the sport. So what's good for me is I'm kind of flexible. I have things and I do whatever it takes. And I've had this conversation before. I said, if I'm sitting at a table and someone said, we need you backstage to expedite, I'm going to go backstage and expedite. If someone said, we need you to do whatever it may be, you know, we do it. That's part of what we do. There's no air about it. We try to make the show successful. And the bottom line is that we try to make the athlete experience better. And that's what I'm hoping to really bring with me, is I feel over the years we've developed a great system in South Carolina that was very athlete-oriented, from online entries to their check-in processes to everything we could to make it easier for people and more efficient and make it smoother. I always tell people, I go, standing in line at the DMV is probably about the most painful, one of the most painful things you can do in life. Standing in line at a check-in at a bodybuilding show is just the same. Actually, it's worse because you're hungry, you're tired, you don't want to stand in line any longer than you have to. So I always say, you know, I'm always looking at things to make them efficient, to make us a better unit. And going back to your original question, I don't know where the future goes. I do whatever I can to make things better. And I'm sure that somewhere down the line, hopefully, someday I'll get that experience as well to actually call an IFBB pro show.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Looking to lose weight, gain muscle, lean out, bulk up? Well, I do it all. Personalized service, detailed workouts, and most of all, results. So, you have an upcoming wedding, cruise, class reunion, or just adopting a healthier lifestyle, hit me up. I'm at Travalis@gmail.com. Or on social media, Instagram, IFBB Pro, Travalis Blunt, or Travalis Blunt on Facebook. Hop in my DM or message me.
When I'm not on stage competing against the very best bodies in the world, I also have a 9-to-5 job, and staying on meal plan can be a challenge. I turn to Pro Prep Meal Plan. Whether you're looking to lean out and lose weight, build muscle and bulk, or simply maintain a healthy lifestyle, Pro Prep Meal Plan is the answer. Servicing Alabama and bordering states. Look for them on Facebook and IG. Pro Prep Meal Plan.
For the best look on stage and most convenient, hassle-free service for your bodybuilding fitness event spray tan, look no farther than Hotspot Competition Tanning. Elisa and her crew have perfected their service at contests throughout Florida and beyond with the recognition and support of the majority of athletes and event promoters. Visit HotspotCompetitionTanning.com to schedule your competition airbrush spray tanning and competition makeup and hair appointments.
Yeah, one of the things that I've really been focusing on and trying to bring up this season is my middle back, my rhomboids. Shout out to Dr. Green over at Performance Driven Chiropractic here in Orlando, Florida. If you're in need of any work, guys, go ahead and pop in. Tell them that Travalis Blunt sent you. They are literally chiropractic savants. You just simply have to describe the problem. They kind of get to touch it and feeling around and instantly find it and diagnose it and get you on the right track. And they've made me better in a matter of weeks. So I'm sure they can help you also. But I needed for my rhomboids to pop. And, you know, they've been working with the scraping and some cupping and all of these different procedures to really, you know, help me to be the best that I can be. So, yeah, if you're ever in need of any work, go and holler at Dr. Green over at Performance Driven.